All right, so we'll say good morning. Good morning. Let's grab a few minutes of the Reb Tzadik. So we are continuing Mirz Hashem in Kuf Pei Zayin 187, and we left off on page Lamed Aleph. So in the Biuri HaChasidus, it's on the right hand column about five lines up from the bottom. V'lachin anu mevakshim b'tfilah shmona esrei v'chaneinu me'itcha. Chachma bina v'das. All right, nusach sfar. Chachma bina v'das. So remember again, the Rebbe is saying as follows. So yesterday we saw this idea that in order to be able to go ahead and fully actualize one's Torah, we need this three-pronged approach, right? Avarav, chaverim, friends, and talmidim, students. Now the Rebbe is saying that as much as we do need others for the actualization of our spirituality, the Rebbe explains so beautifully, but we ask something different from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask Hashem to be the one who helps us with our spiritual development, and we ask that our spiritual development and power come from Him, so as not to have to be reliant on others for our spiritual actualization. And he says, that's the bracha, v'chaneinu me'itcha. So we call it the v'chaneinu me'itcha, chachma bina udas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a bracha of atachoni la'adam das. And allow it to come from you, our wisdom and understanding. What does that mean? Shehem v'chuvanos k'nege shlosha azar ma'ala, lu rav chavar v'tam dan eskarim. So first of all, just interestingly enough, chachma bina and das actually correspond to the three pillars that we spoke about yesterday. A Rav, one's Rebbe, one's Chaverim, his friends, and his own, and one's own Talmidim. Shem is coming to El. Okay. V'abakashim HaShem Yisbarak. I want to focus on something different. V'abakashim HaShem Yisbarak b'bracha zu. But what is it? In the bracha of Atachonim la'adam das, right? The third bracha of Shmona Esrei. Atachonim la'adam das. Or fourth bracha. Chash Baruch Hu, you give us das. Chaneinu me'itcha deya bina v'haskil or chachma bina undas and nusach sfar. What are we asking from Hashem? So Reb Tzadik says something so beautiful. He says, Chaneinu, left hand column, sheyihye kol zeh me'itcha beloshin is dakik v'siyom ibnei adam. What we're asking from Hashem is that Chash Baruch Hu, everything should be from you. Everything should be from you. Our Torah development, our Torah knowledge, our spiritual actualization should come from you and only you. Well, this is incredible. Listen to this piece. Kiderech, Shabru Chazal, Avram Avinu, Allah Vashalom. Listen to this. Look at Avram Avinu for just a moment. Avram Avinu. Meheichan lamar esa Torah. From where did Avram Avinu learn Torah? Where did he learn Torah from? Says Reb Tzadik. He says, remember again, Avram Avinu didn't have a Rebbe. Avram Avinu didn't have a Rebbe. Avram Avinu did not have friends. Remember again, as Rashi HaKadosh points out, he's called Avram HaIvri. Ivri means what? Again, from the Aver, from the other side. In other words, the whole world was on one side of the river. Avram Avinu was on the other side of the river. So Avram Avinu didn't have a Rebbe. He did not have friends. He ended up having plenty of disciples, plenty of Talmidim. But where did Avram Avinu learn his Torah from? And the Rebbe says something so beautiful. Alazim HaKadosh Baruch Hu shtei klayos. K'min shnei rabbanim. So Hashem Baruch Hu created from Avram Avinu. Literally, again, klayos are kidneys. The kidneys in the language of Chazal are sought to be like the source of wisdom. It's like, you know, when you have like that, you have that, it's like, I feel it in my kishkas. You know, that notion that sometimes understanding for some reason doesn't necessarily emanate over here, you know, or over here, but sometimes it just comes from the kishkas. So the kidneys are often considered to be the seat of wisdom. Hashem Baruch Hu gave Avinu two kidneys. K'min shnei rabbanim. Ultimately, Avinu's two kidneys were his two rebbeim, v'hayu novos umalamdos osa Torah v'chachma, and they taught him wisdom. Or as we'll say, what does that mean? So quite beautifully, what's happening over here is Reb Tzadik says, Avram Avinu developed spiritually from inside himself. The Chodesh Baruch Hu put in him what he needed in order to be spiritually successful. V'hayinu, shashem bi'atzmo limedoso. Who was Avram Avinu's Rebbe? Who was his Rebbe? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribbono Shel Olam was Avram Avinu's Rebbe. He gave Avram Avinu the necessary spiritual tools to fully self-actualize. Kimo she'ne'emar. And I will say, by the way, before we go on, that's what we're asking for in Shmona Esrei every single day. Ata chonin la'adam das. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you give man wisdom. Yes, I'm going to have a human Rebbe. But more than anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you as my Rebbe. I want you to help me. I want you to give me the kochos. And above that, the model of Avraham Avinu is so incredibly amazing. All too often in life, we think that we have to look outside of ourselves for direction, outside of ourselves for understanding, that we have to somehow like develop or acquire some type of life toolbox in order to be successful. It's not true. Everything you have, everything you need in life, you already have inside of you. Now, I might have to find it. It's kind of like the toolbox, right? Sometimes the life toolbox may look like my home toolbox, which looks very unorganized and a whole bunch of stuff thrown around into it. So sometimes when you need the tool, in order to go and accomplish a particular task, you have to sift through a lot of different stuff. Sometimes I'm like that as well. The tools are in here, but they're jumbled. They're unorganized. But I'm saying, isn't it incredible what Rav Tzadik is saying? Is everything you need is already inside of you. Everything you need is already inside of you. And so the bracha, Ata Chonin LaAdam Das, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're my Rebbe. You are Avraham Avinu's Rebbe. You be my Rebbe. And help me find the stuff, right? Let me look inside the clothes and the kidneys, right? Let me look inside and ultimately, again, find the bracha. Find the tools, find the strength, like Avraham Avinu, that I already need. I was going to have to stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emir Hashem. Well, actually, one more line. K'mo she'ne'emar, ki Hashem yitein chachma mipiv dasu svuna. As the pasuk itself says, who gives chachma? Hashem gives chachma. The Ribbono Shel Olam gives wisdom from his mouth, das usvuna. So on one hand, Rav Tzadik says, as much as yes, there's this three-pronged level to spiritual actualization and the actualization of Torah knowledge. I need to have a Rebbe. I need to surround myself with the right people. And I must take my spirituality and I must give it over to Talmidim. I need that. But before any of that occurs, the first step, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're my Rebbe. You're my Rebbe. You're Avraham Avinu's Rebbe. You're my Rebbe. And I need you to help give me anything and everything that I need in order to fully spiritually self-actualize. Okay, and that's what we ask for in Ata Chonin LaAdam Das. Incredible. Stop over here for today. Shkoyach. Incredible.